The makeout
room. The makeout room for Melissa Funk's memorial.
Kerning is important. I thought it was like that. Ryu? Oh, no, that Riley. Okay, got it.
Yeah. We also have Whitney's Playland, Above Me, Great Causeway, My Old Band, the 1981, The Windups from Chico, George Children from Southern California, and Luke Sweeney from up north. I think he's from like Grass Valley or Nevada City.
Now, I wonder if it's okay to ask this question. Do you have a favorite off of this album?
Ooh, like, I know it's a political question.
I'm going to be a complete narcissist because I can't pick from all my children.
Oh, pick your
own
band.
I'm going to say that it's my own band. It's a song called Count On Me, which I sing lead vocals on, so... That's my go-to answer.
I would love to hear these lead vocals.
A way out of Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
Well, first we're going to play something that's kind of on theme, because we were doing a theme show this week, which was about green, because we had a fundraiser last week at the Greenhouse Gallery, and we want to keep reminding ourselves to promote events that are happening with the Greenhouse Gallery. So our theme was green. So I'm going to play track 7 on this, which is Above Me by Grassmouth. Or
grass
the other way around. No, it's Grassmouth by Above Me. Because grass is green.
Grass is green.
After that, we'll hear something that's not
usually on the other side.
Also, I've never played a CD before on this show, so we'll see how that goes.
Let's see if it works.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.
And it's minor league catastrophic.
And it's minor league. We involve everyone here on RadioValencia.fm. It is a live afternoon in the arts corridor.
And it's very blustery outside.
We have a bunch of new DJs coming in and out of the studio looking for different kinds of insight from Maldoror from his
vast repository of fake knowledge. Oh, you put on your Dodger hat. Damn you.
I did put on the Dodger hat.
Damn you. Damn you all to hell.
Because we love to watch them lose.
That's true. But what? You own a Dodger hat.
I own several. It's okay. Being a San Francisco native, that is deeply offensive.
It is, in fact. I was shocked at our governor, Gavin Newsom, placing his casual bet with the guy who's the not the mayor of Ontario, but like the governor of that province. They bet
friendly bet, yes.
A bottle of wine versus a bottle of maple syrup. But Gavin Newsom's like, as a lifelong San Francisco Giants fan, I have to say, go Dodgers.
Oh my goodness. And I think that's fantastic. What a good way to... I don't know, that's a fraternity.
But they also said, I can't actually send you this because of bullshit tariffs.
So I love the fact that they're talking about betting because the Dodgers announcers that I listen to on Sirius Radio XM for, you know, when I listen to the games, they spent an awful lot of time talking about Drake. They spent an awful lot of time talking about Drake.
What about him?
The teams
I don't know
that,
anything about.
Okay, he's Canadian. Everyone loves him.
Isn't he the guy that, what's his name, at the dissed at the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Okay, among other things.
I hate
also,
using the word dissed. It makes me sound like I'm desperately grasping at relevance.
You're pretty old, but it's okay. But the point is that Drake has a proclivity to express support, like, locally. You know, he'll be like, oh, I'm a big fan of this and that, but then he will bet against his home teams. And so the announcers were talking about how they couldn't talk about the fact that Drake supports locally his home teams, but then bets against them. It was fantastic. It's very meta.
Okay.
It was
well,
great.
We don't like sports and don't talk about sports. Damn, that was a lot of sports content.
It was great. It wasn't even sports. It was Drake and betting.
Fuck the Dodgers,
the
though.
Thing.
That's really what we're going for. So in that brief
Dodgers
set,
or Toronto.
We heard Grassmouth by Above Me. We also heard Ball Mask by the Rhymies. And I believe what's happening right now is the Grey Causeway by the Lost Squadron.
We should mention that first track from Dandy Boy Records is from a producer that stopped in here in studio this afternoon.
Bobby.
Yeah. And he had a great voice. Like, we didn't even play the song.
And
that
was also good at doing promo for an event he's
he
hosting.
Everything
unlike
memorized.
Unlike certain people I know.
Named Maldoror. Named Maldoror.
So I'm showing a new DJ, a refugee from Mutiny, how things work.
A refugee. He was cast out on raft as everyone else left for Greece.
So you turn on the channel, you send it out to the world.
And then you jiggle
and
some
then you
wires.
Turn it up, and then you hope it works. This is Radio Valencia.
.fm. Maldoror may like this set.
Yeah, I'm not playing your set. This is my third song.
Oh, God. Here we go.
See why it's still good?
.fm.
So
Wow, it's raining.
You're listening to The Curta Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where we stand out front in the rain to discuss the funding cuts on NOAA and how this rain was not anticipated.
Oh, yeah. Why would we know what the weather's going to do?
Because fuck science.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
is there
God.
Any way they're not trying to destroy this just world and culture and country?
The views expressed here on the...
And people are still supporting them. Yeah, but the views expressed on this...
Do you know what's the worst, Maldor? Is when I see these people driving Teslas that say they have like a bumper sticker that says like, I bought this before Elon lost his mind, or they will be like, Tesla owners against Elon. It's like, motherfucker, you still own it. You bought it.
Yeah, the resale value sucks now.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, dude, you still buy the shit.
Remember the one we saw that was parked out front that said F. Ellen? Felon?
Felon, yes, and still you own the Tesla. And until we stop buying from Amazon, until we stop buying from Home Depot at this point, which, thankfully, ICE is not out in the city, like in obvious...
I gotta,
swarms
I gotta
this
say,
weekend.
I love Alameda. Have you been to...
I went there when I was a kid because my dad was in the Navy.
Coast Guard Island?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've been there, too. I rode a whaling boat around it.
Of course you did.
And then went to a barbecue where we had hot dogs. But I just love, as Island Girl pointed out, there's still a half... As Island Girl pointed out, the problem with putting all your troops on Coast Guard Island is there's only one way on or off unless you get a fucking boat. So there, if you block that bridge, you're boned.
It doesn't seem like a setup at all, does it?
What do you mean? So the protesters are blocking the one bridge and those dipshits can't get off the island.
Yes.
And so, correspondingly, they're tear gassing normal, peaceful citizens of Alameda. Because that's the world that some of you dumb motherfuckers voted for.
It's not about voting for it.
Once again, the views expressed on this station or whatever.
On the show are not those of RadioValencia.fm. Except maybe they might be. But they might be.
Anyone who's still on board with this fucking should be first against the wall. Anyway, that was my set.
Let's go ahead and back announce.
We played
back announce.
Well, we were talking about Los Angeles, and so I played Los Feliz Blues and Greens by the
We have Los Angeles Merche. Coming up later again. But also, didn't we sing along to that song? Wasn't that terrific?
Yeah, it does share certain basic ass chord progressions.
We have another DJ in studio with us.
Until we turn on the mic, then Tweeka Turner is not good. Or Mike, or how do you want to be addressed on the air?
That's fine.
So it's DJ, that's fine.
DJ, that's fine.
I gave you two options and you said that's fine.
But we had an off-air experience where one of the songs sounded terrifically like, or at least that you could sing along to. And they can harmonize, let me tell you. I can't, but they can. And it sounded a lot like Knocking on Heaven's Door. And Maldor played around with this song. We were singing in the background, and I said, we should go live. This is pretty good.
So well, too, by the way.
Well, you sing much better. I was following you, frankly.
That's debatable.
No.
Should we reenact that moment?
No.
No. Okay. Maldor will never.
Folks missed it.
Yeah.
He's just, Maldor is sad for the fact that he can't sing as well.
I can't
frankly.
Sing at all.
That's the issue here. It's just a little green jealousy.
The color of
green envy, among other things.
So also in that set, we heard Above Me by Grassmouth, or no, other way around. Grassmouth by Above Me and Ball Mask by the Rhymies, who are on this wonderful new compilation that just got dropped off of the studio from Dandy Boy Records. And we'd like to thank Dandy Boy for supporting Radio Valencia. Do you want to help? Mike,
jiggle some wires,
or turn up. What's the issue?
Jiggling, that's the issue.
Ah,
yeah, I can hear you guys loud and clear.
We can hear you terrific.
We are going to get t-shirts made that say Radio Valencia, just jiggle the wires.
Hashtag jiggle the wires.
This is a common problem at other past radio stations as well.
So I have a terrific question about the sweater.
It's a jumper.
Is it an orange cashmere jumper?
I have no idea. What does this say
back
there?
Or it's a wool blend. But whatever you're doing is like, it's beyond radio. That's all I mean to say.
Ekphrasis.
I'm not check your label.
Ekphrasis.
Ekphrasis. When you describe something.
The visual.
Visually beautiful.
Thank
in
you.
In words.
Did we already play your third set? I feel
welcome
like we
to
did.
The mic. No, you're not relieved of my third set
Christ,
yet.
Well,
let's go ahead and announce the we've got a new show coming up.
But we don't know what time, and we don't know what it's called. So tell us all of this exciting information, please.
Well, maybe your listening audience can suggest time slots, but the name of the show is House of Pride Radio, and the message of is celebrating the creative contributions of the LGBTQ community and their allies. So people like recording artists, comedians, all those creative folks that we love so much here in the Bay Area can come on the show and talk about their upcoming events.
Sounds perfect for Radio Valencia.
I love this.
Yeah. Yay.
I'm really excited to see what time slot you choose.
And you came over from Mutiny?
Mutiny Radio, I guess that boat finally sank, didn't it?
Yeah,
well.
It was a long, it was a slow leak.
I started my sad... How do I say it? My
sad journey to where we are now.
No, I feel like I'm really happy where I am now. But I started doing stand-up comedy years ago, only in order to keep my writing skills super sharp. But Mutiny Radio was one of the places that would allow you to record every single set that you did.
Totally into through the comics of San Francisco and the Bay Area.
Yeah.
That's because the program director was a comedian.
Yeah, Pam. She was awesome.
She's now home, I understand. She was in Greece for a while, and now we've got her back.
I thought she moved there forever.
Did she?
I would have.
Oh, shit. Well, I think she was there for a little while.
Maybe she goes back and forth.
I think she goes back and forth.
Unlike Monkey, who just took everyone's dues and ran off to fucking Switzerland
Listen,
or something.
I consider Pam Benjamin, and I've always told her this, my godmother of comedy. And that's a lot.
That makes sense.
It does make sense. Yeah. You're like, that's why you're not that fun. Yeah. No. But Pam has like reinvented herself so many times. She sustained Mutiny Radio for so many years. And now I'm just a big fan of her. She does her comedy, moves between these countries, and just vacillates between having boyfriends and cats. And I'm saying she's one.
One of those is better.
She's one. Yeah, it's the gatos.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think she's doing it right.
Anyway.
Long live MutinyRadio.fm.
Yeah. What about you? When is your next comedy show?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No more?
No. We don't do that.
Oh.
We somehow... Anyway, it's a long story. Oh. We picked up a job where I had to scrub the internet.
I was going to talk
about
the
Vatican job.
Shite movie I've
watched. Can we edit that out? Okay, we should.
That was about... I'll do the next break if we have one. But it's about comedians robbing a comedy place, and it's so much less funny than it should be.
Did you see the ad for the German lift that was used in the Louvre? Yes. And then they just said the ad was basically like it had a photo of their lift, and it said, when you need a job done in a hurry... And it was perfect.
Stubbien.
Which is French for it's okay.
I'm going to play... comme c'est comme ça.
No, exactly.
I'm going to play Shay's third set, whatever the hell it is.
Maldoror may like these. That's actually the title of this set.
The songs expressed in the next set may or may not reflect this show in general.
The first thing we're going to hear is Green on Red at 16 Ways. Stand by for more critique, which is Maldoror's métier, here on RadioValencia.fm.
Shot my babies by mistake. truths. Wanted to quit. Why not? Figured it would go off somewhere. Be by itself. Maybe let green or yellow take over. Get away from it all. That's what Chartreuse wanted. Who needs chameleons? What difference would it make in the immense design of things if certain feathers were some other color? Parrots wouldn't care. Nor would parakeets. But what about the leaves of rhubarb? Chartreuse began to tremble just thinking of the trouble rhubarb could make. You know rhubarb and the rhubarb that rhubarb could cause. So Chartreuse decided not to give notice, not for a while anyway. Besides, isn't that a nervous katydid over there that needs a new coloring? Of course. Chartreuse gonna stay. Because it feels used.
Look at the young, the time to get the guy. This is the summer of love. I don't know what you're thinking of. This ain't the summer of love. Love. There ain't no windows above. Things ain't what they used to be. This is the summer of love.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where the Arts Corridor is live and wet.
Oh boy.
And exciting today.
Yep.
Closing out that set, we heard Los Angeles by The Brilliant Green.
I liked that.
That's a Japanese, group. They're terrific. Before that, we heard Swallow My Pride by Green River.
I'm so shocked you played Green River.
I thought you would enjoy this entire set.
Do you know who was in Green River?
A whole host of people that I cared not to put on the rest of this piece of paper.
Yeah, it was a bunch of people that went on to form Pearl Jam and Mudhoney.
Who are three people that have never been in my kitchen? Do you remember that famous Cheers episode?
Nope.
Okay. Before that, we heard 25th Hour by Lime Spiders. We heard Chartreuse by Ken Nordine off the Spoken Word album. And opening it up, 16 Ways by Green on Red. Green on Red was, for me, one of my favorites.
Can you give me a little background music there, Mr. Producer?
We have a new EP in studio.
That's good.
Much more stylish than Maldor, might I add. More stylish, more colorful.
He's wearing a jumper.
Yes. Is it a jumper?
Well, that's what the British call it. I prefer jumper to sweater because sweating is less fun than jumping.
I feel like it's like an aggressive librarian.
Ooh. She says your look is aggressive librarian. How do you...
Or maybe successful Canadian.
I don't read books.
I don't even believe you.
This microphone is going to smell like mustard after this.
It's just because of the color of the sweater. And also because of your hot dog.
Yes, mustard is insanely pervasive. This wasn't what we were going to talk about.
No, like, what we were talking about was green and not mustard. And the reason that we were mentioning green is because we wanted to go ahead and talk about some of the events that are coming up at the Greenhouse Gallery. At 5th and Folsom.
The next thing we're going to promote is actually not at the Greenhouse Gallery.
It's not. I lied.
Yeah, it's Bergerac Beats, which is happening on Halloween from 5 to 9 p.m. DJs are Joseph Lee, Alec DeRitzes, and Neo24, who closed out our fundraising set last week. And he was fantastic. We're trying to get him on the air for his own regular show. Because he supported us, we should support him. Anyway, that's October 31st. There's no price listed. And also, don't forget November 8th. There's the Groovetronic Rock Celebration. It's like. I hope it's like that.
It's like.
And then the Bloom Gala, which I'm sure you could see my co-host at, which is insanely tiny font. November 15th from 7 to 10 p.m. Again, at the Greenhouse Gallery, which is 864 Folsom. So, thank you again to the Greenhouse Gallery for putting all that stuff on and supporting the community and arts in San Francisco. And
giving us a space to fundraise.
To Bernadette from Late Night Bubbles for hosting us and getting back involved with Radio Valencia.
Thanks to 21st Amendment for the donation of the beer.
And jumping straight back into the programming committee so that we're not just a bunch of straight white dudes. Old white dudes.
Oh.
So, welcome. We are excited to have more diversity in our goddamn...
I'm really happy to never be an old white dude.
Yeah, it's kind of sucks. Did you see Faceplant Guy, though? It's a meme I became aware of today. Some guy was a pro-Trumpy counter-protester complaining in, I have no idea what city. He was yelling at them, calling them all kinds of homophobic slurs and God bless Trump, God bless Trump.
Yeah.
And somebody snatched his glasses off his face and ran off, and he tried to chase them and face planted in epic fashion. And then got up and tried to chase them some more and face planted again.
The thing is, like, we don't want to wish
ill on people.
Anyone.
No.
And yet...
It's where we've fallen to in society.
It's where we fall when we've run without glasses.
And I felt terrible laughing for a second. Because he didn't feel terrible calling people all kinds of horrible slurs. So, fuck that guy.
It's so crazy what's going on.
I was going to say I can't wait for it to end, but there's no end in sight.
No. I mean, don't wish for the end, Matt. Don't you have more music?
Yeah, this has been a really fun mic break.
We just took a dip. I mean, we went from viewers. The five went to two. Strong move. It's a little depressing. What do you have lined up for us?
This is a good friend of the station, The Green Door. They are active again. They've just released two great EPs, and I believe they have a new album coming out. They're starting to play around the city. They have a show coming up at the Great American.
Cool.
They just played the Kilowatt, which unfortunately I missed.
I do have a story about a Green Door.
Okay.
It's not the Green Door. It's not this band.
You were in the movie called...
No, we were
behind the
Maldor, God damn it. We were back in Chicago for the Women's Conference, which if you guys are curious about, you guys can go back just a couple weeks, download the podcast that Maldor and I did all about school. Because you were schooling.
That was our theme?
Yeah, you were schooling a whole... school of new DJs, and I had just returned back from
education.
Yeah. Anyway, what was the point?
Green Doors.
Green Doors. While we were in Chicago for this women's conference, we went to a place. One of the women in our group was Muslim, like hijab, like whole thing. She had never been to a bar. Of course she couldn't. It was culturally regulated. But in Chicago, we went to a place that was called The Green Door. It was the original. It was opened in like 1890, like some, you know, sketchy year.
I do love Chicago.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it was her first bar. It was
Khadija's
first... 38.
Okay.
And we brought her there.
It seems like you'd have to... you'd have to, like, avoid having ever been in a bar if you're a professional individual. Like, don't you just... Okay, I'll meet you in the hotel bar?
No, culturally, she... had never there was no cause to ever do it. But anyway, we ended up at behind the green door with Khadijah at her very first. Yeah, it was remarkable.
Did you get her ripped?
No, we did not. No, she had no beverages. No, we only qualified her experience for the fact that the bar had food, right? So she could be there. The rest of us got fucking wasted. But she remained wise and sober.
This was just 2 weeks ago.
Maybe three?
At the Chicks Conference?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
For lack of a better word.
Right, whatever.
It was actually the North American...
Lilith Fair.
Fuck you. It was the North American... Which, if you guys want to know what Maldoror is referencing, he actually started that episode with the Lilith Fair ad, which was genius. If you want to see what we're talking about, go to RadioValencia.fm, go to podcasts, find The Curated Catastrophe, and download the episode about school. He's really funny sometimes.
RadioValencia.fm.
Yeah.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where we've chosen green as the theme in thanks to
Greenhouse Gallery
for hosting our fundraiser last Sunday and also to promote their upcoming events.
Yes, of which there are several, which we've discussed in the last several minutes, and I don't have any of the information in front of me now. So.
Solid. Solid.
But you can look them up at grnhs.org and find all of their upcoming events, which are all awesome, and we thank them for their support. We also like to thank 21st Amendment for the keg that is sitting right over there waiting for us to drink it. And the makeout room for a free hot dog.
It's an active day here in the community.
Especially
in the Oz
Corridor. Since people are over there singing in Al Carajo with the gate locked.
And we had Abuelito come over.
Yeah, you're terrible at Spanish.
It's true. You heard it firsthand. I'm terrible.
Un poquito terrible.
It was good, actually. So that's why.
Yes, you talked to a little old Mexican lady about whatever the hell she wanted, which was to run an ad on it, Radio Valencia.
Yeah,
and which we'll do it, for free for anybody in the neighborhood.
That's what I told her. I said, just bring us something in writing. We're happy. But also, almost every episode, we talk about Al Carajo.
Yes, we do.
Because you talk about Javier. We talk about Javier.
Javier's hot as hell.
Javier's handsome. And he's also a business owner.
If you go to alcarajo.com or .org or whatever the fuck their website is, there's a simmering picture of him.
There is. That's actually like the landing page, right? Yeah. Like him as a chef. Yeah. It's a good move.
It's good lighting.
The food is tasty as well.
Yes.
Equally as tasty.
So
the food is great.
I'm going to throw some music on because we got to let Cheap Hooch Radio come on next.
Yeah, stay tuned for Cheap Hooch Radio.
Stay tuned for Cheap Hooch Radio.
4 p.m. to 6 p.m. this afternoon live.
This is our last song. This is Evergreen by Echo and the Bunnymen.
Echo and the Bunnymen. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia. FM. See you next week.
Heaven is your hell.